Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast.
My name is Bert Backer, and I'm running a business called Dogs on Holiday.
Perfect. So today we're talking, obviously, unfortunately, about this dog Elvis, who's been missing now for a few days in the sort of Arch-Allegan area, hasn't he? So how long has he been missing, and where are we're looking for him at the minute?
Elvis was actually escaped from our garden. He was on a harness, which he's supposed not to come out at, and he'd run off on the 28th of May, so he's just gone over 2 weeks now, and he has not been seen anywhere else outside the plantation. And all the sightings that we had so far are in the plantation. So, according to the professionals that we had involved, they say that the dog normally stays within about a 1 mile radius, and that's what he's doing at the moment.
And you've had heat cameras, you know, you've had lots of sightings as well, so you're fairly confident
Yes.
that that's where he is, isn't it? The search has been quite widespread in that I've seen, like, lots of people have been out trying to find him. But obviously, you know, there's been the case in the past when dogs have gone missing, people have said, oh, send up a drone, you might be able to spot him. But you've been dealing with the TT fortnight as well, haven't you, and that drone restriction in the area.
Yeah, the problem that we had is that part of the plantation is within 1,000 meters of the TT course. And because of that, the whole of our Archelagon was became a no flight zone for the drones. So we had to wait. We are actually still waiting for somebody with a drone. So if anybody who's listening at the moment has a drone, especially with a heat camera, that would be great if they could come on Sunday as well and help us out. The more drones, the better.
And obviously, you mentioned Sunday there. There's an organised search, isn't there, on Sunday starting at 2 o'clock. A lot of our plantations are still closed while DEFA deals with, you know, fallen trees and things. We've covered that here on Manx Radio before. But you've got special permission, haven't you, for Sunday to have this search. Who all do you want to come out? Is it an open invitation?
Yeah, it's an open invitation to everybody who wants to come out. I've got the authorization from DEFA, so officially the cap of the plantation is officially closed, but anybody who will want to help to find Elvis is welcome to join us. The car park will be open at 13:30. I've got the key for that. And at 2 o'clock, we want to start. We've got about 100 car parking spaces around that area, so we should be able to do it.
And what's the situation in terms of, you know, if people are coming along, would you like them to bring their dogs and things? Like, what's the advice you've been given in terms of trying to sort of lure him out of wherever he's hiding?
The best thing is not to bring the dogs. If we have too many dogs in a plantation, that could scare him. There are a few dogs that I would say bring them, because some dogs are actually sniffer dogs. And if you have a sniffer dog, by all means bring it, because that could work. We had sniffer dogs before and they did pick up the scent. But if we have too many dogs, then the scent could be from any other dog, so it's probably wise not to bring any dogs with you.
And like I say as well, you've had a crate sort of sitting out in the area, haven't you? It's been open, it's had food to try and attract him. So, I mean, his hope and fingers crossed that actually he'll make his way into that before Sunday, but at the minute he seems to just be enjoying his adventure around the plantation, doesn't he?
Yeah, the thing is, it's a Spanish rescue dog, and the first part of his life he was actually on the street. So he's used to this. So we think he's gone into some what they call survival mode. And he's basically running around happy as Larry. People have been putting food out, so he's not starving. There's plenty of water in the plantation because we've got a river going through it. We've got a few lakes in there as well. So he has got enough water. With the crate itself, the crate has been placed on numerous places. We have caught two dogs in there and a cat, but they were the wrong ones, unfortunately. So we do know that the crate is actually working. There are some ladies who are provided us with the crate. They are the professionals in dog catching. And they have also come over with a blanket, which was the scent of a dog in heat. Even that didn't work for some reason, didn't come out for that one. The last sighting that we had so far was last Monday. That was on the plantation, not that far away from the crate. So we know he's still in the plantation. We just need to find where he's actually hiding, because he's a master in hiding. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, and you mentioned there that he's a rescue dog from Spain. I mean, his owners must be kind of beside themselves, but it sounds like all the different methods that you're employing are a lot based in scientific, you know, knowledge. Like, we're trying to lure him out in a way. on Sunday, is the plan just to basically spread the search party throughout the plantation? What should people expect if they come along?
We're going to get some plans drawn up. We're busy with that at the moment. We're going to split the plantation in a certain amount of sections, and then it all depends how many people are actually turning up. And then we need to do it section by section. So, well, we can do more sections at the same time. As I said, depends on how many people turn up. But we literally have to go through the whole thing. We've got somebody with a heated camera coming up as well, so that's going to help, and a sniffer dog's going to be there as well. So we've got a lot of things in place, and the more people who can join us, the better it is. We need to lure him out, because if he sees so many people, it could make him scared. And in that respect, we will actually find out exactly where he is. And that's what we need to find. We need to find the den. From there on, we can start working again, you see.
Spot on. So the message is, as many people as possible, and if you have a drone as well, you're in need of some drone pilots to go and help, you know, survey the area from above.
That would be absolutely fantastic. We do also advise, when you do help, when you see Elvis, not to shout his name. All you need to do is basically kneel down or sit down and let the dog come to you. We've been given that advice, because otherwise he will be scared and will be running away. So we have to be very, very quiet. We have to walk around, see if he's there, and if we spot him, stop, kneel down, and let him come to you.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.